Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. I can't afford a good microphone.
Hey dickheads, we're doing one last live D&Ds for Twitch featuring Plumbing the Death Star today, a mere 9.5 hours after this episode goes live. Am I tired? Yes. Have time zones confused me? Yes. Am I enjoying wearing acrylics a little too much? Also, yes. So, if you want to catch us one last time as we venture forth from the Bottled Bros Brewery, head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio. And if you're wanting more of our bullshit where you can see our faces, we're doing a live Plumbing the Death Star this Monday night. Wednesday evening, join Jack and friend of the show Zoe for Zoe Sims In. And on Thursday during the day, me and Adam are doing a classic hit play where Adam shows me and you bugalugs at home how to get Silent Assassin 100% of the time. Just head to twitch.tv/sanspantsradio to subscribe, follow, and to work out when we're streaming because time zones are difficult and basic maths is not for me.
Hello, welcome to Season 1, Episode 6 of Zombie Plagued Chult. Previously.
You just know, but you do not explain.
No, you promised to help.
You gotta ask.
No, you promised. If your knowledge would ever come in handy, you promised to use that knowledge to help. And that was the one thing I asked.
It's a king.
When you get to the center of the maze, a little band of light forms around the center of the maze and slowly runs along your finger until it disappears about halfway up your arm. And you see two giants. Boys here.
Frost giants.
Yes. So, you don't know much about frost giants, but a huge creature, let me try and give you some scale here. A huge creature is maybe 6 or 7 stories tall. They are accompanied by giant, about them size wolves. You hear the two frost giants walking around you. Where are you?
I feel twice as awful as usual.
That is bleak and unnecessarily too much information about your life.
Oh, I cannot be bothered arguing with you today.
Let's take a rest.
You take a rest partway through the day, but the other one attacks Koopa Louie. Not Koopa Louie, oh no. You could make noises like that if you wanted to. In your boats, you watch as dangling plants attack your friend Koopa Louie. The plant in front of Koopa Louie tries to engulf him, but Koopa Louie is too strong.
Oh, I love that little guy.
Attaboy.
It's the Tabaxi turn. I think both of them are just going to... Yeah, both of them draw short bows and fire at the one Koopa Louie's fighting. One of them hits... Oh, wait, no, they get 2 attacks. Nah, yep, only one hit. The plant takes 6 points of damage. And then, Pop, it's your turn.
I turn my attention to the other plant. I'd like to hit it again.
You charge forwards with hammer and sickle in hand.
I might go after the one Koopa Louie's fighting.
Yep.
Because that one's still too far away, I assume.
No, they're actually both at Koopa Louie now.
Oh, cool.
Koopa Louie's kind of like the front line. Well, now that you're standing next to him, you're also the front line. You fight side by side. You strike twice, once with the hammer, once with the sickle.
Very nice.
You deal 9 points of damage in total, slashing and hammering and slashing. You start beating that one back. You're forcing it, because it's made out of plant, you're forcing it kind of backwards to bend over itself. It doesn't have like the rigid skeletal structure of an animal of any type. So when you hit it, it bends like it's made out of, partially is made out of moss or like an icky sort of plant-like substance, but it just springs right back. Every time you hit it, though, or slash it, there's a little bit less elasticity to it, so you are doing damage.
Good. And call that, you bastard tree.
And then it's the druid's turn, or Quasha and Kubalui's turn, I should be more specific. Huasha spends his turn getting to the front lines. Cooper Louie goes in for the kill, like he's been trained to since he was but a babe.
You do have your fun, Adam.
I enjoy. Cooper Louie proves to be the superior fighter of the entire group, striking twice. He deals... it's all right, I guess. 11 points of damage.
It was not nothing.
It was not nothing. Sorry, I turned into Matt Berry for a second. Matt Berry. That's my best Matt Berry impression. It's the plant's turn.
Hang on. What's Matt Berry? Ah!
Yeah. One of them attacks Cooper Louie. One of them tries to wrap itself around you, Pop. The one that attacks Cooper Louie just has his hands on either side of its massive maw of sorts, like the plant, and he's just holding it up as it tries to close around him. And Pop, what's your armor class? Oh, you're lucky. As the other one tries to engulf you, it just kind of tries to, in its last movement getting towards you, it just launches itself and tries to land on and around you, but you duck and roll away from it, and it lands, catching nothing but dirt.
Like I said, fuck you, you branchy bastard.
It's the Tabaxi turn. They launch a hail of arrows, hitting twice. No, three times.
Once, twice, once. Three times an arrow.
Too cute by half. They bring down one of the plants, and two arrows strike the other one, dealing it 9 points of damage in total. Then it is, Pop, your turn. There's one plant left.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah, it's your turn.
I just had my turn, didn't I?
Didn't you? No.
You did cast, didn't get another turn, didn't you?
I did skip you, Cass. I'm sorry. I went straight from the druids to the plants. Well, we'll say you delayed your turn until after the Tabaxi for some reason. You wanted to know what they were going to do.
I did. They seem like competent people. Oh my God, is that racist? Persons, cat people. I'm so sorry.
So you can move your witch bolt without spending another spell. You can move it onto the other plant, keep that going, and then you can also attack normally.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Well, I'll move it to the other plant and then attack with my rapier.
You deal 3 points of damage, and then closing in for the kill, you attack with your rapier. Your rapier scores a hit.
Yeah.
The plants are not particularly good at defending themselves. Who would have known?
Surprise, plants are bad at fighting.
Your rapier does a d8
plus 4.
Idiots,
they shouldn't have fought.
You deal 8 points of damage in total. No, sorry. You deal 3 points of damage from the witch bolt and then a further 8 points of piercing damage for a total of 11. Now it's your turn, Pop.
Well, I'd go to the last plant. Let's do it. Let's hammer this boy. It's hammering time.
I think you'll only score one hit. No, you score two again. Sorry. No, three. Oh, my God.
Adam. What are you doing to me, man?
You're a fucking machine.
You're amazing.
You're a fucking Machine Gun Kelly in this.
I am.
Is that a good reference? What do we think?
I don't know.
I don't know what a Machine Gun Kelly is.
Machine Gun Kelly, is that a rapper? I know Machine Gun Felicia.
Machine Destiny's Child?
No, that's Machine Gun Kelly Rowland. It's different.
That's Michelle and Kelly Rowland.
All right. Anyway, you launch upwards with your sickle, slicing the connective sinew that brings the mantrap down from the canopy above. You cut straight through the sinew. The mantrap hits the ground and starts writhing violently on the ground. You bring your hammer down in the same leaping movement, crushing part of it, and using your hammer to keep it in place, you use your sickle like part of a knife and fork, and you cut that bitch into easily digestible chunks.
Can I digest a chunk?
Would you like to?
Would that be bad, Adam?
You don't know. By the way, combat's over.
No, I don't need it.
You both receive 300 experience points.
Yay! Yeah!
You all right, Horns?
Yeah, I'm all good. You did good.
I did all right.
I guess we're still yelling. You did good!
Yeah, I did all right. What about you, Four? You fine? No one has a sudden compulsion to climb into foliage.
Flask of wine is quite damaged. Flask of wine fell, well, didn't fall for it, but was compelled to slide on in to the plant, and so took a bit of damage. But other than that, no one's been hurt. For the most part, Flask of Wine just has his pride hurt.
My brother, he is easily fooled by things. Not so easily fooled, sister.
Oh my god, it's the first time!
Does he need to be healed?
Healing would be appreciated, yes.
Oh no, that's really mean. I was going to charge him 2 gold. Over here, cat. Cure wounds.
All right. Just as a first level spell?
Yeah, I'm not that nice.
He recovers a bit of health. He's feeling better now.
Fuck, we have a druid. You do some too, tree boy.
It's fine. He'll be fine. So you keep on keeping on.
That we do.
Oh, all right.
The rest of the day goes uneventfully, but...
We sleepy.
Pop, you're fine. Well, I say fine. Pop, you'll take a level of exhaustion. But that was kind of just to be expected. Tiffany, you're going to take 2 levels of exhaustion.
You're right.
Yeah, it's just really, it's really hard.
So, you Tiffany, know? You have disadvantage on ability checks, your speed is hard, and you have disadvantage on attack rolls and saving throws as well. You're doing very poorly.
Yes, I am.
Can we do anything to help that?
Rest. Every day of rest is a level of exhaustion gone.
All right, stop here. We're going to rest. The little fella can't take it anymore.
You going to rest?
We're going to rest.
Oh my gosh, I don't express it because I'm so tired, but how touching. Oh my god. Big Turtle, definitely not my dad, is taking care of me.
Gonna be a busy night.
What?
I take the first watches.
I sleep. I just have to go to sleep.
I want, before you go, before you lights out.
Yeah?
Tomorrow, if the weather is as bad as it was today, we're not going anywhere because you're useless if you're dying every time we walk 10 meters.
Okay. I go to sleep dreaming about how that really means he loves me.
Okay.
I take first watch.
All right, you take first watch.
Oh, no. Why would you do that, Adam? Don't make sounds.
Sounds only happen when bad things happen.
Otherwise, Adam's a mime. He only talks to deliver bad news.
Oh, no. In the distance, you can hear a... Little boy.
Son of a bitch.
Little boy. There's a campfire.
I put it out.
You quickly launch into action, kicking out the campfire.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, you put it out. You can hear them very close.
Oh my gosh.
We've been following. Tiffany, you wake up. You wake up. You, Tiffany, the first thing you see is River Mist directly across from you on the other side of the campfire. As Pop kicks it out, River Mist puts a single finger up to her lips, shushing you quietly.
You can't see me now too, and neither can the tabaxi because I've just put the fire's out.
Yeah, as soon as the fire goes out, you switch over to dark vision and Pop turns invisible. You have to assume.
Oh my god.
Adam, I'd like to chill and rock.
All right. So I'm going to make some very important stealth rolls.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
Have Kawashi and them woken up yet? We don't know.
Yeah, no. Well, everyone you can see. If you have dark vision, you can see everyone is awake.
Kawashi the only person who doesn't rely on dark vision to see at night?
Kawashi is the only... I think Koopaloo actually doesn't have dark vision. Let me check. Tupalui has dark vision. So everyone but Quasha has dark vision. All right. Okay. That's not good. As they get closer, a massive clump of mud and dirt and dust and a stone is crushed underneath one of their feet, and you are so close that the dust off the crushed stone washes through your campsite. When that happens, Koopaloo,
fuck.
Oh, my God, no.
The giants wheel around. There you are. Koopa Louie looks at you, Tiffany, just for a split, like for a hanging moment, just a very serious, serious expression, and then puts a hand up to stay you. Maybe you're about to move, like your body tenses up. Koopa Louie puts a hand up to stay you, to get you to stand still, and then turns and sprints into the jungle. There you are! The frost giants step over your campsite and chase Koopa Louie.
I'm still frozen. They have to...
Quasha slowly gets out of his bedroll, looking around in disbelief. He looks at... once again, he can't see you, Pop.
No, he can, because...
Oh, yes. He looks at you, Pop, or squints at your outline in the darkness, then looks at you, Tiffany, and you can both see anguish in his face. He chases after Koopa Louie and the Frost Giants. When that happens, River Mist, with her paw still hanging in the air from before, keeps it suspended there, but you can both see that she has an incredibly pained expression, and she just, maybe Tiffany, you're slowly rising out. River Mist stops you, and just everyone stays still. Sounds fade into the jungle. Then a pack of velociraptors attack you.
You fuck. You big fuck.
Really?
Yeah. They were waiting for the frost. They had snuck up on your camp. You had two encounters literally happened at the same time. The velociraptors saw you, were stalking up on you. Then the frost giants came. The velociraptors like, oh, fuck. They were hiding just the same as you guys. Frost giants left. They're like, all right, dinner's back on the menu.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
How do velociraptors see at night?
I don't know. I'm going to check. I don't think they have dark vision, though.
Oh, damn. Because then I just like fucking invisible murderer. Invisible murderer.
Oh, that'd be sick. I mean...
No, they don't. They don't have dark vision.
Oh, well. Are we going to see... Are they dead, Adam?
Sorry?
Are they...
You don't know.
Huh, okay. Velociraptors. Well, they have a lot of feathers. Set them on fire. Feathers are flammable, yeah?
I don't know. I don't have any feathers.
Okay. Oh my gosh, Cooper's...
Don't worry about the plant or you'll die. Focus on these things and then we can worry about the plant.
Tiffany, it's a pack of 9 velociraptors.
And are they really close?
They're in among you. They're launching around at you. If it makes you feel any better, they lost their surprise round just hiding.
Oh, that fixes
but they would have gotten
everything.
A free turn otherwise.
Okay, then. I witch bolt on the one closest to me.
Oh, sorry. 11, not 9.
Oh.
Oh, that's a subtle difference.
That's good.
Your witch bolt rakes along the ground, missing the velociraptor.
So pretty much did get a free round, didn't you?
Well, they will, yes.
Actually, can I succeed on this attack roll, please?
Of course you can.
Thank you. Thank you, good boy card.
Just letting you know, you're still down a spell because you haven't had a full rest yet. So, you deal...
Oh, yeah. I woke up.
2 points of damage.
So your exhaustion didn't go away.
2 points of damage.
It's a light grazing with the spell, unfortunately.
Oh, I could have sneezed and done more damage.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, put some rocks in your hand. Pure rocks.
Yeah, what if I had a lot of acid in my mouth?
Why? Just
so the sneeze would hurt someone else?
Tiffany just carries acid around in your mouth at all times.
Just in case I got to sneeze and make it hurt.
Yeah. And then to attack, you just tickle a feather under your nose.
Hold me my feather!
No, it's a double, it's a combo. You pour acid in your mouth, I lean over you with a paper grinder. It's acid on people.
Put us in Smash Bros.
4 velociraptors make their way around Flask of Wine and River Mist and are snapping at them from all directions. River Mist and Flask of Wine are back to back, fighting for their lives. One of the velociraptors launches over that pack of four, landing on River Mist and tearing into her as another one darts in and attacks Flask of Wine.
We're having such a nice time on the river.
Oh my gosh.
Now it's all gone. We've like lost two people and I feel like these two guys are very close to dying.
Oh, we're about to become a party of two, which, you know, quietly outside of the game means we don't have to pay them. Which is what we were planning on, anyway.
Correct. Because we have no money, Cass.
We do not have any money. Well, we're hoping to find treasure. We have no plan of really how to do that. We're just hoping it happens.
Well, we're not paying the cats. They just get half of whatever we find.
Oh, sick, yeah.
Except for the amulet.
Yeah, which we've already said. Quasha and Koopa Louie. We haven't even found any undead.
No. We still have to pay them, though.
Ugh,
yeah. It's like 3 gold a day or something.
Not anymore.
Well... not going to lie, that is 100% what Pop's thinking about.
Oh.
He's done the math.
As soon as like they run off, he's like,
I can buy that new hat I've always wanted.
I've got my ring. Don't need them any hours.
I can see the way magically.
I love to imagine as soon as you got the ring, you're like, I don't need any of them.
I don't think it is a ring. I think it's a boon, but I've just decided it's a ring.
Pop and Tiffany, yes. Both of you hear a scream from the tabaxi, and Pop, you hear a wet sound right next to you. You look down, and at your feet, a dismembered tabaxi paw.
Oh, all right, is you there. Fucking feathery sons of bitches.
All right, that was 5 of them. There's another 6 of them.
What?
3 of them attack each of you.
How badly did we go on this check?
Oh,
I missed
no.
The hadrosaurs. I had such a beautiful moment that you'll never know about.
I will never know about that.
If I die here, I'll never tell you.
Pop. They circle around you. They're pack predators. One nips at you from behind. You turn around to whip and defend at that one. Another one nips you from behind. You whip around. Anytime your back is to one of them, it's attacking your back. You cannot keep up with them. They're too fast. You take 20 points of damage.
Holy shit.
20.
I'm a tank, but holy shit.
I did two. And I get there's more of them. You should never compare your success to the success of others because you don't know their journey. But 20!
They're pretty strong.
Tiffany, it's the same story. You take 19 points of damage. You do, however, Tiffany, get one lucky moment when one of them darts in at you and you kick out with one of your feet and you hear it cry in pain as you snap its leg. Delayed recovery. You don't add your damage bonus to your attacks for 2 rounds. So it will not add it. It's lost its damage bonus.
Good. Do I use Hellish Rebuke on my next turn? Or
you use it now as a reaction.
Right now? Yes. Okay. I'd like to use Hellish Rebuke.
Fire descends upon one of the tabaxi, smiting it.
Tabaxi.
Oh, sorry. Velociraptors. Fire descends upon one of the velociraptors.
You failed, Cass. You killed our friends.
Smiting it, you kill one of the velociraptors. There's now only 10. Pop, it's your turn.
Adam.
Yeah?
I would like to use my Dread Ambusher ability. Yes.
Sorry, I said before, I rolled the right amount of times, but it's 3 versus Tiffany, 4 versus Pop, 4 versus the tabaxi. I did roll the right amount for you, though, Tiffany. I think I said 4 by accident.
Okay, cool. But now I'm down to 3?
Well, actually, now you're down to 2.
Now I'm down to 2. Sick!
Yeah, Adam, I'd like to use my Dread Ambusher ability, which says you add to your Wiz modifier to initiative rolls. At the start of your first turn of each combat, your walking speed increases by 10 feet, which lasts to the end of that turn. If you take the attack action, you can make one additional weapon attack that deals an extra 1d8. Do I already do that?
So the Wisdom bonus is already added. I've already done that.
Cool. So anytime I attack, I already get that. Is that right?
Yeah. At the start of each of your first turn of each combat. Yeah. So your movement speed right now is 40 feet,
cool.
Not 30 feet. So that's until the end of that turn.
Oh, that's why I always get 3 attacks. It's because you already factored this in.
Ah, actually, no, I haven't. I haven't been giving you that extra attack, actually. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I had to activate it. I didn't think it.
I thought I had to like say.
Get a good boy card because I have not given you your
give
proper
me my fucking
dues.
Friends back, Adam. That's...
Sorry?
Oh, this good boy card says Velociraptors fuck off. It's handy.
Oh, does it?
Yep.
Yeah, can I see?
No.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't been giving you that last part. You make one additional weapon attack. Yeah, so in your first turn, you get four attacks, which you can cash in now.
Well, I'm cashing that in right now.
All right, your first attack, critical fucking hit for the first attack.
All right, you scaly fucks, let's go. Which one of you bitches wants to die?
Stunning blow, maximum damage, and the target must make a DC 16 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, they are stunned. You... successfully stun the creature. So a stunned nice. Creature...
I'm an angry boy.
Can't move, and if it can speak, which a Velociraptor obviously can't, it can only speak falteringly.
I've seen Jurassic Park 3, Adam. Those Velociraptors talk.
It also automatically fails strength and dexterity saving throws, and rolls against it have advantage, which is going to be good for your future attacks against it. You also deal... Oh, wait. What's your maximum damage? You kill it. Sorry, I forget what I was saying before. That one dead.
That feels good.
Oh, we're doing well. I'm proud of us.
We are. Dead. All right, that's your first attack. Your second attack...
Which one of you fucks is next?
Our second attack is also a hit. You deal... You kill it. No. No. It's just barely alive. That one barely escapes with its life.
Before I do... I've got two to go.
You've got two more to go.
I want to turn to the last two... Right, there's one that's dead. There's one that's dead, and one that I've mortally wounded, and I just want to like Shrek intimidate them, just
you can
like
do
a
that.
Roar and do a bit of a Cooper Louie chest bash.
Absolutely, they do seem intimidated, but they're not backing down just yet. They still outnumber you.
All right, then you fuckwits, and I attack those two with my last two.
I hit. I kill. So you've killed Ooh. Two now.
And Adam. Last time. Just want to stop before I go for this last one.
Yeah.
And just again, just try to, I don't know, scare it off.
If you want, you could wait for their turn to see if they run off. But right now, they're still bearing down on you. They haven't really had enough time to take in what's happened.
Nah, I could try to kill it. I might as well try
to
kill
it. Yeah. Give it a thrash.
One final attack. Oops. Where are you going? Over here, boy. Sorry, I rolled. And as I picked it up, I saw that it was max damage, but as I picked it up, I also dropped it, and it re-rolled to minimum damage, but you did roll max. You killed it.
Thanks, Adam. You're such a nice boy.
You kill three in one round and very nearly mortally wound the final one. So you're down to, what's that, to seven Velociraptors pretty quickly. You made short work.
Today's not a good day, you fucks.
All right, that was Pop's turn. It's the Tabaxi's turn. They fight for their damn lives.
Is one missing an arm?
One's missing a hand.
Oh, is it a white hand or a ginger hand?
It would be a ginger hand.
Oh.
Do you know what's insane?
What?
I don't know enough about my invisibility ability, but... Would Tiffany have not seen
what Tiffany I... hasn't seen it yet, no.
No, but what I mean is... There's no light, and I'm doing murders. Can you not see what happened? You just saw them get
Absolutely.
Destroyed?
From your view, Tiffany, four Velociraptors were slowly circling around nothing, nipping at it, and you saw every time they nipped, they drew blood. You saw that. Blood was drawn, but you only see it being torn out of some, presumably an invisible creature. Something is invisible moving about this camp. And then after they had their little attacks, or at the same time, rather, three of them were brought down and one was quite nearly mortally wounded.
Because of all the time we spent together, is it enough for me to have realized that it's probably Pop?
It's probably Pop. Whatever it is, it's fighting the Velociraptors, so it can't be all bad.
Yeah.
Just come over and punch you just for...
Rude.
Just to keep me, like, uncertain.
Yeah. No, I don't do that.
All right.
So the only reason I asked that is because I was like, that would be hilarious if you've just seen they just died.
Yeah?
Exploding.
Tiffany, it's your turn.
It's the best fucking ability, sorry.
So good. For my abilities that I got because I'm a tiefling, Hellish Rebuke and Darkness, do they cut into my spell slots?
They do not, no. You get one use of each of them once a day.
Sick. Okay, cool. I'll use my green flame blade.
Green flame blade?
I'll use green flame blade to...
Green flambe?
I'll use my green flambe to enchant my rapier and go for the throat. I know that's not how D&D works, but flavor.
You go for the throat. You strike it in the throat. You're going to do a lot of damage, I think.
Ooh, I love damage.
What's your damage, Tiffany?
What's my damage? I like to get the bill at the end of sitting in a long session at the tavern and go, oh, what's the damage? I love damage.
I was looking at a page that was like subtle bogan things, and one of them was that. That was awesome. But one of my favorite ones was picking up a set of tongs before you use them and just clicking them just to test that they work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other great one was telling someone else when you're in the water, it's nice once you're in.
Oh, my gosh. I did that on the weekend. I went into the water. I was like, it's good once you're in.
Yeah, it's good once you're in. Just go in. Oh, what's the damage?
Went out to a Barbie, picked off some snags for the queue and got to the cash register, said, what's the damage? And then I went and did the barbecue on a beach. I clicked the tongs, went into the water. The water was fine. I said everyone it was okay once they were in. You just got to let it get past your bits.
I mean, it's true.
That will work.
Yeah.
Once it's past your bits, you're smooth sailing.
It's all uphill from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. It's okay. The sentence, it's all downhill from there, is confusing. Right? Because... Yeah. It can mean it's all easy, or it can mean it's just going to be worse.
I've always considered it as in you're falling.
So bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's all downhill from here. Like, oh, it's all downhill from here. See, like, so when is uphill good?
Yeah. Going up a hill's hard. There was a whole song about it.
Yeah. There's a lot of books about it, and people die on mountains a lot.
Yeah, what was that guy? He did a crime, a god crime, had to push a stone up a hill forever.
I'm thinking of the other guy. I was thinking of Sisyphus, the guy who has the food. Wait, no, is Sisyphus the rock? Who's the guy with the food above his head and the water, like he's in a tub of water, and when he reaches for the food, it goes out of his grip?
Oh, I don't know that one.
I think Sisyphus is the boulder guy. There are so many Greek guys with so many unusual punishments.
Yeah.
There's old mate... Is Prometheus with his liver?
Oh, people. Crows eat his liver?
Yeah.
Forever?
Then it grows back overnight and they come back the next day. Yeah, Sisyphus is the rock. He pushes the rock up the hill and it rolls back down and he has to go and get it.
Ah, I thought he just kept pushing forever.
No, he gets to the top and then it always rolls back down again. It's Greek, so it means that he succeeds, but it's a hollow victory. I want to know the starving guy. He eats pomegranates that belong to Hades.
Oh, whoops.
And then he's put in a bucket of water. And anytime he goes to drink from the water, the pool drains away.
Oh.
And anytime he goes for the grapes, they wither back. So that everything's always just out of reach.
Oh, no.
It's awful.
That's not nice. He was just hungry.
I think that's his name. Hungry, hungry Greek boy. Hungry, hungry Homer.
I love that version of the Odyssey.
It's the best. It's just, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just going out to get some macros on my boat. Oh, fuck, I'm on an island. Oh, no, I ate my crew.
There's no drive-through here.
Oh, shit. Oh, this guy's only got one eye.
Oh, no.
Wait, is it Jason and the Argonauts where they eat their crew, or is it Odysseus who eats his crew?
Oh, I don't think it's Jason and the Argonauts who eat their crew, because he's going for the Golden Fleece.
That's right. Odysseus is like, I'm just on an adventure, going to build a horse later. Gonna just, you know, horse it up. Or did he build the horse before he went to the island?
Trojan?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Same guy. He busy.
Oh, my gosh. Makes you think, you know, what have I done with my life?
I'd build no horses.
I didn't trick anyone into death.
No. Cass, you got time. I believe in you.
I'm still young. There's still time.
I believe you'll put a big-ass wooden horse out the front of a town and then go in and murder everyone.
Thank you.
Because I have faith.
You're very kind.
And now a quick word from our sponsor. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that we would stop all this role-playing nonsense so that we could get down to brass tacks and nut out which bird is the best bird, then do I have news for you. Shut Up a Second is a show by myself, Jackson, Cass and Zoe where we, as my dad calls it, embarrass ourselves on a public platform with our lack of scientific understanding. So if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad isn't answering my calls, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Shut Up a Second. It's the Velociraptor's turn. They make short work of the Tabaxi.
Hang on. Adam.
Yeah. I rolled for them a while. They've been dead for a little bit.
What?
You guys had your big conversation. While you're doing that, I was like, oh, well, they're chatting. I'll just do the... Because it's going to be NPCs for a little bit. So I had the NPCs.
You didn't interrupt us to tell us our only companions are dead.
So the Velociraptors back away from the bodies of the Tabaxi.
What?
One of them, River Mist, you see, is her body is quite mangled. Flask of Wine is lying there with a massive gash upon his chest and many small gashes all over his body. It looks like he's been through a wood chipper. You can see Flask of Wine's chest slowly rising and falling. Rising and falling, but very gently. The Velociraptors slowly close in on you two, and the Velociraptor that you are still fighting, Pop, continues to nip at you. Any fear that it had before is now alleviated that its four friends are coming to help.
I'm going to break its fucking neck.
So wait, which one's alive?
There's one alive fighting you, the badly wounded one.
No, which of the Tabaxi is still breathing?
It looks like Flask of Wine is still breathing.
Is he the one who...
Yep.
Pop, it's your turn.
Adam.
Yeah. Yes. Marsha.
I'm going to run your over smile. And try to stabilize Flask of Wine.
You'd be running past Velociraptors. You'd take several attacks of opportunity, and there's no guarantee that you'd even save Flask of Wine at this point.
We have to get them. We have to kill them, otherwise they'll kill us and they'll kill her too. Him. They'll kill him too.
I would like to... The one there with me is like mortal, like...
Pretty badly wounded, yeah. Tiffany could probably finish that one off.
I'm going to charge at the four charging at me and like intimidate them as I go and let's fight. Boys.
Right. You barrel forwards. You now only have three attacks because it's...
I have had a very bad day.
You miss with your first attack.
Do Swing. I? Wait. Never mind. Oh, actually. Adam.
Yeah?
Oh, I've already made my decision. I just saw this card.
What does it
my
say?
My movement this turn does not provoke attacks of opportunity.
You can do that if you want.
I'm going to run to Flask of Wine and use this good boy card.
Absolutely. You dart in between the Velociraptors. They are so... shocked by your audacious display of sprinting. They think that you're about to attack them. They ready themselves to defend, but you run straight past them. You get to Flask of Wine, and you can attempt to stabilize.
Can I heal him with a spell, or do I have to stabilize him first?
You can heal him with a spell if you want.
What's better? Lesser Restoration fixes poison.
You're not sure what he needs right now.
He's got holes in his chest.
Yeah.
That's
so
a wound.
I imagine it's cure wounds.
All right.
Can I cure wounds at a level 2?
Yep, you absolutely can.
Great.
He does care.
You close his wounds significantly, but they don't mend completely. He seems still quite awful and sick. And when you put your hands to him, you can feel that your hands come away with like a slimy, sticky ichor. He's got a sickness about him. He seems awful. That's your turn. But you have saved his life. He's not going to die in the immediate future.
We should have gone to a shop before we left town and bought supplies.
Well, that would have been really smart of us. And I guess that's something we've learned now that we're deep in the forest and have no shops.
To be fair, I figured some of the guides would be able to assist us. But two of them fucked off into the woods. One of them
saving
is dead.
Saving your damn life.
We would have survived. Kawashi didn't have to run up after Cooper Louie.
He was his friend.
Yeah, you'd run off after me.
Begrudgingly.
I didn't think I'd get that.
Only because if I don't bring you back, I'm not getting paid.
Pop, one of the Velociraptors rounds on you. It launches at you and you flinch for a second. You're expecting to feel nothing but teeth. Instead, hot blood washes over you. A creature is standing in front of you and it has lopped the Velociraptor's head off. You see this kindly gentleman here, this happy chappy.
Dragon bait?
Yes.
Okay, that looks like, let's see if we can describe this. A wise cone-headed dinosaur who's got a slight...
That's it.
Yeah, a slight hunch but is humanoid.
Yeah.
The creature whose name you do not know turns to you, Pop, and gives you a very determined look, like an assuring look. He stands in between you and the velociraptors. Another one launches, and he swipes at that one, lobbing that one's head off as well. His sword, as he swings it, you see it has a gleam to it through the thick rain and fog that is pervading the jungle. You can tell that there's a magical nature to the sword. He kills a second one of them.
Also, you didn't see me run over to save Flask of Wine.
No, you didn't.
No, I did not. No! I must know about your soft interior. I know you're squishy inside. Oh, but I don't know that. Oh my god, and you would not tell me. I hope you tell me. I hope Flask of Wine tells me. Oh, I'm never going to find out.
Tiffany, two arrows strike each of the last two velociraptors and they go down. A human walks out, obviously coming from the same direction as the first creature.
Ah, a standard guy.
Excuse me. I think what you meant to say was a very hot guy. He's a good looking man.
He's babing, yeah. He's got like a Aragorn sort of nature to
him,
right?
He does look a bit like Aragorn,
but
buff.
Climb him like a pole.
He walks out as well.
Ride him off into the sunset.
You see him lowering his longbow as he does so. Encounter over. Let me deal out some experience for you boys.
Woo!
You both get 550 experience points for that entire encounter.
Ooh,
that was good.
I'm getting strong.
Hello there, he says. The human says. You look like you were in trouble. I'm sorry. I hope we weren't intruding on anything. They were definitely attacking you, weren't they?
No, we were having them over for cake and biscuits.
What? What?
Can you not see your friend?
The
human lights a torch and Pop comes into view.
Hi, kid. Thanks.
I do that
You're
thing.
You're very welcome.
I sort of, like, my body sort of goes to run and hug you, but I'm like, they won't like that.
My name is Artus Simber, and this is my companion, Dragonbait. Dragonbait bows. Standing so near him, Pop, you can smell...
He's shit himself.
You can smell tar.
I don't comment.
Oh, yes, good point, Dragonbait. Your companions, quickly, we must tend to them.
What's
that happened? One's beyond help. I've tried to stabilize this one as best I can.
Artus kneels down next to River Mist and closes her eyes. And then he, Dragonbait walks over to Flask of Wine. And you can see Dragonbait tending to Flask of Wine. Artus stands back up.
Did you see a man and a vegetable run off into the woods?
No, we didn't. We just heard, I just heard the sounds of, well, frost giants, I have to assume they were. I'm terribly sorry. Did they give you trouble, hurt your friends?
Our friends ran off after them. Well, one got chased out and the other one chased the other out.
That's awful news. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
You're right, Horns.
You can see Artus has, like, a lot of genuine sadness to him. Tiffany, you can see there's something more. Like, he feels very personally upset by this.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'll be fine. You two, are you fine? Are you hurt at all?
Are you right?
I'm fairly hurt. But I'll be right. What's wrong?
Nothing in particular. You can't make anything more of that. Artus and Dragonbait tend to your wounds as best they can. Neither of them are clerics, so they can only bandage your wounds.
Thank you.
I cure wounds, Tiffany. Level 1 spell.
Thank you.
I don't make eye contact.
I use a thaumaturgy cantrip to make my face glow with joy at you.
Tiffany, you recover 5 hit points.
And I'm just not looking. That's all my spells for the day too, because I haven't had a proper rest.
When you finish this rest, you'll get everything back.
Great.
And you'll also be able to roll for more hit points.
Oh, that's right, meat grinder.
You might want to heal yourself a little bit, actually. Maybe use another first level spell.
I can't.
You've only used 2 by my...
The Cooper Louis wounds or someone's wounds in the first fight against the plants, and then I didn't go to bed. I used Cure Wounds as a level 2 spell, which is 2 slots, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then I can only do 1 more.
You've got four first level and two second level.
Oh, so I've actually got heaps left.
Yeah, you've only used half of your magic. Literally half of your magic so far.
Okay, well then I'll cure wounds on me too.
All right, just regular cure wounds?
Yeah.
You recover another 7 hit points. Artus and Dragonbait do their best to bandage your wounds and such like that. As they're doing so, Dragonbait wanders over to Artus. And if anyone's standing close enough, you can smell first baked bread, then roses, violets, and then back to roses.
Can I smell that?
Yeah, if you're standing close enough.
Oh.
Artus nods along as if he understands something.
What's that?
Your friend, he's the surviving friend. I'm so sorry, but he's very poorly.
What's wrong with him?
Some affliction of the jungle. When Dragonbait, unfortunately, is not an expert. Well, perhaps then you would like to have a look.
Detect poison and disease.
He detects as having a poison or disease.
Can I find out what?
You identify it as red fever.
He's got red fever.
What's that?
Red fever is characterized by unconsciousness and weakness.
It's categorized by unconsciousness and weakness.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing where he'll either just get better or he won't.
It's the sort of thing where he'll either just get better or he won't.
A particularly powerful cleric might be able to help him, but if he's going to die of it, you don't have enough time to get him back to town anyway.
He's a bit fucked.
Oh.
Can my Lesser Restoration do anything for him?
You can use Lesser Restoration to cure him, yes.
Adam, I'd like to use Lesser Restoration to cure him.
All right. Using the last of your spells, you cure him. Flask of Wine's eyes slowly flutter open and he shifts, maybe moaning a little bit. This is normal. He's recovering. He'll be fine, but it's going to take him some time to properly recover from his wounds. He might be out of action for at least a day, but he'll survive.
All right. What are you two doing in the jungle?
And why do you smell so nice?
That would be my friend, Dragonbait. He does not communicate as you or I might. He has,
We get rid of one nonverbal companion and we gain another nonverbal companion.
His natural language is a series of clicks and whistles too high-pitched for us to understand, or for humans or any of our ilk to certainly understand. He must communicate, well, his race also communicate through scent. And so he basically, well, because we can't hear what he's saying, we have to smell what he's saying. He also apparently needs to shout the scent. This is not as smelly as he might usually be. But for us to detect it, he has to shout his scents at us.
Right.
Oh. Well,
if you want, I could give you a handy list of just some basic ones.
Yes, please. If you'll be sticking around.
Oh, all right.
Why are you in the jungle?
We're going
to... we're just heading up the rivers away, looking for some bits and pieces, adventurers. You know, that's what we do.
Come now. I've saved your life. Surely you must afford me some level of trust.
Hang on a minute. You didn't tell me why you were in the jungle.
I have also come here for quite personal reasons.
You go first, and then I'll decide if I feel like going second.
Tell you what, then. We'll make a deal. If I tell you, you must tell me. I'll take it on your honor.
My honor? I've got lots of that.
I am here for my beloved, Alessandra. She and I were husband and wife quite a long time ago. She was lost out here in the jungle some time ago. I had hoped that she would return on her own, but she has not, so I've come here to seek her. Dragonbait here was just casually, I suppose, wandering around Port Nyanzaru to the north. Do you know Port Nyanzaru?
Yeah.
We're familiar.
Yeah.
He was wandering around there. We got to talking, I suppose, and we became fast friends, and he decided that he's going to help me. Dragonbait nods.
It smells like gum nuts.
Right now, he smells like... Hang on. I can tell you what he smells like. There's a long list of different scenarios and what he would smell like. He smells like wood smoke.
Is that an affirmative smell?
Who do you ask? you saying that out loud?
Well, we did ask for the list.
Oh, well, of course, of course. So a handy go-to guard is Brimstone, if he's confused.
Yes.
I'll try to keep this short because there's quite a list. Lemon is pleasure or joy.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Just alone in his tent, everything just smells like lemons. So what the fuck are you doing in there, dragon bait?
Nothing. Violets is danger or fear. Wood smoke is devotion or piety.
Oh, that's quite intense. That's not just a yes, that's a...
It's more complicated than that. This is like, if I were to shout something at you, you would only get across the like basic tenet of my timbre, do you understand?
Yeah, all right.
If I were to yell, I love you, it would be a lot more intense than if I just said, I love you. You know what I mean?
Sure.
This is his equivalent of shouting
back. People have yelled that at me a lot. Yeah, I understand what you mean.
And ham is nervousness or worry.
Oh, that's the best one.
It gets more... there's more complications than that, but I'm sure we can learn them as we go. I don't want you writing them all down now. It would take too long out of the game.
Yeah.
So...
We'll trust you to explain to us.
And handwriting, not a great audio medium.
Yeah, thing. It's probably not. So, once again, my name is Artis Simba. This is my companion Dragon Bait, who is along for the ride as a friendship, a token of friendship. We've become fast friends. We met at Port Nyanzaru, and I'm here for my beloved Alessandra.
Right.
So, nice and you're to meet and you. Please, you're nice to meet you too. He shakes your hand, and please,
I shake his hand, but. I do not want to.
And please, your story.
I'm Pot Mandarin. I'm an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with her.
All right. And who are you, by any chance?
My name's Tiffany.
Like a gentleman, Artis bows and kisses your hand.
Thank you. We're here to retrieve a special item.
Uh-huh.
We have to help someone by getting the...
Do you need a reminder of why you're
item?
Here?
No, we're getting an amulet, yeah, for the golem.
Yes, that's why you're here. Well, that's why you're here the jungle right now. But you're also... there's like a larger plan, if you don't recall.
We're getting the amulet to get the golem, to trade the golem for the things that'll help us stop the Death Eater, or whatever it's called.
If you remember, Lady Watcher back in Port Nyanzaru... Yeah. Wanted to resurrect her husband.
Who the fuck is Lady Watcher?
Lady Ware.
Oh, Lady Watcher. Sorry, I'm thinking of...
From Dick Ware, Unky Dick.
Lady Ware, sorry. I'm thinking of Curse of Strahd with the delightful Jackson and Zammit.
Curse of Strahd, we're not delightful, I guess.
Yeah.
You're better than them.
No, he's going to hear it and fire us all.
No, he won't.
It'll be worth it, though.
There's some affliction upon the world where people who have died cannot be brought back to life.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow. So, and there's a big thing that's eating souls. Soul Eater. Soulmonger. Soulmonger. I know it was bad. We're going to destroy that. And to destroy that, we need to get the thing from the man.
Yeah, believed to be somewhere here in the jungles of Cholt. And Lady Ware is will fund basically anything you want or give you just a lot of money, I suppose, in your place, Pop. In exchange for destroying it and helping her bring her husband back. So do you describe that as well?
No.
Not that part.
You're
barely describing the amulet.
Yeah. Oh, because you seem really guarded, but I don't want to be rude to the new friend, but I don't want to do anything wrong by you. We're just fetching something that someone needs for them.
You seem in... general distress. Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, which direction are you heading? Where are you going?
I'm not going to lie. Myself and my companion here, Dragonbait, we're not really very familiar, either one of us, with Cholt. We didn't want to hire a guide because we knew we'd be staying here for quite some time, an extended period. We're not familiar with anything around here. We just thought we'd strike out and start searching in likely places. Places that we knew of and such.
Well, you see...
If you're going anywhere in the jungle, we'd happily companion around with you.
That would be wonderful. I mean, we've got...
Safety in numbers.
Of course. We've got Flask of Wine. Flask of Wine is a guide. all Flask of Wine is really requiring is that we share our loot, and we're not too fussed about loot at all. If you're not,
I mean, we could renegotiate that deal. Just, you know, save your life. Probably don't have to give you half or nothing. That's more to myself than anyone.
Artis nods slowly, Pop, but doesn't say anything.
If you'd like to come with us, that would be great.
I'd be, of course,
joyous.
Yeah, joyous.
All right then. Well, I suppose you were going to keep in for the night still, weren't you?
Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah. I'll take first watch.
Okay then. Okay. That seems fair enough. Hopefully your friends return before the night is through.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I do just as much. I'm so sorry for them.
Thank you. Have you...
Have I what?
No, never mind.
Heard of them before?
No, I was...
What were you going to say, Kaz?
I was
going to
be like, have you lost someone? Yes. Yes, he has. He's lost someone in the jungle. That's probably why he was so upset when we lost our friends in the jungle.
Oh, yes.
He's lost his butt. When he says... And I'm not going to ask him because Pop doesn't actually care.
But you're curious about when he says, my beloved?
Well, I'm curious more about what he means by a long time ago. How long has she been missing in the fucking jungle?
Yeah, how long did he wait to go find her? That's a day two question.
That's not a Pop Mandarin question.
How long has artist Simba's beloved been lost? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.